parking and honking on this moment of science. You've been there. It's after hours. You're trying to get to the mall to pick up a couple of things before going home. All you want is a parking space, but the doofus whose space you're waiting on is just sitting in his car taking his time. It's maddening. Almost as maddening as when you're the one getting in your car to leave, and the moron who wants your space is pressing so close, you can almost feel her breathing down your neck. Sociologists at Penn State University have actually studied the way we interact with each other over parking spaces. A parking space, according to researcher R. Barry Rubach, is a kind of mini territory we want to defend. It's not as important as your home, which is called primary territory. It's not as important as that favorite chair you always sit in at the local library. That's probably a secondary territory. Nevertheless, public spaces we occupy briefly and then give up still seem to register as a place that belongs to me. Rubach's research supports this idea. First, he counted the average time that people take to leave a parking space unmolested, about 32 seconds. When another car is waiting to enter, however, that time goes up by as much as 7 seconds. Furthermore, if the person who wants the space honks impatiently, people delay even more, as much as 12 seconds. Why? You don't need the parking space when leaving. A more likely explanation is that demonstrating our possession of a space boosts our sense of empowerment. We human beings engage in little power plays like this all the time, even at the mall. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from David Heiss in sociology. I'm Don Glass.